This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Ladies and gentlemen,
listen.
May I have your attention, please?
A sneaky sniffy.
Goodness gracious.
Are you ready?
I'm hearing joints off the upright in my sleep.
Now to visit with Luke Goody, Brad Underwood, Stephen Gentry.
How are you, Georgie?
Hey, it's Sagats, and you are listening to Tay and Piper.
Chin Coleman, Rod Smith,
Brad Evans.
That is Nolan Gorman,
Josh Whitman,
Pat Chambers,
Orlando Antigua,
Kevin Kugler.
It's Stephen Bardo,
Lon Kerger, Sean Morris,
Deion Thomas,
Joe Henrickson,
Nick Urban,
Derek Harper,
Mikey Dudek,
Kit Browse,
Adam Rittenberg,
Sean Erickson. What's up, buddy?
Chris Thomas,
Kevin Wheeler,
Brian Mullins,
Corey Bradford,
Adrian Griffin,
DA Points,
James Herring,
Dre Brown,
Mike Claiborne.
Enough!
Morning. It is The Drive with Tay and Piper. I'm Lante. Derek Piper to my left. He's always to my left. Chris Bryant made a heck of a play, but it wasn't a triple play, even though they called it a triple play. But the Cubbies fall last night to the Reds, a chance to get 3 out of 4 in that series, though. I believe tonight the Cardinals already with their second day off. I don't get this. Andrew was going off on me yesterday. He's like,
well, they got to hit the batting cages.
Well, I said, that's so funny you said that. I said, well, I hope they utilize it to take batting practice. Are they in Milwaukee?
Yes.
Okay. I said, hopefully they rent it out like a play, you know, some play whatever place and say, listen.
Like a putt-putt place?
Yeah, like
some batting cages.
I was going to say play it again. Remember those? Are those still around? There used to be one in Decatur. I remember I got some softball shoes one time. I had to play slow pitch, and you had to go with the plastic spikes instead of metal.
That's right.
So I'm like, well, I got to go get some. So I spent like $20 at Play It Again Warm, I think one weekend. And then I think I had them for a long time, then ended up throwing them away. Can I vent for 2 seconds? And you heard me in the parking lot. Okay, give me a minute. So I took today off. My son is home, Lucas, for about 12 days. And I said, hey, I've got some stuff in my house that needs moved. Some of it is going to a dumpster. Some of it is going to a place that they can do whatever they want with it. And some is going to our place down, a little place we have down near Marshall. So I'm like, can you come over Thursday? And we will get this taken care of, and we'll get it rolling. And he's like, yeah, that's fine. Now, of course, he sleeps till as long as you let him, right? I mean, he'll sleep till 2 if you want him.
College student.
He's a college student. So I said, well, look, I'm going to join Jeremy's show at 9:30, probably get my hair cut. I'll get home, do a few things. What if you came over at 11? So at 11, it's raining. So I texted him. I knew he wouldn't be awake, but I texted him and I said, hey, no worries about coming over at 11. Why don't you come at noon? I've got some other projects we could do at the house. And then if it stops raining, then we'll make a couple runs and go from there. It hasn't stopped raining. It is still raining right now. How long does it need to rain? And guess what's going to happen, Derek? It's bright over to the east.
Yep.
No, that'd be the west.
Clear up here while we're on the air.
It's my bad. That's LA's that way. That's the west. In about 5 minutes, it's going to stop raining right when I have to work for 2 hours and can't make any kind of a trip. You do not want to take on Mother Nature. How many days has it rained in the last month? 2? And I just happened to select a day. I did this a week ago. I'm like, I'll just take Thursday off. And, of course, it's rained all day. I don't know. I don't know why it bothers me so much with rain. Rain bothers me. I could never live like in Seattle. I know when I used to play fast pitch softball, it would not rain all week. It'd be 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We were leaving for T-Town like at 5:30 to go down and play fast pitch. And about 5:45, when we'd hit Tuscola to get on the interstate, it would start raining. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And I bet that happened like 3 weeks in a row to where we would get maybe to Mattoon and they'd call us and say, hey, dude, it's rained too much. We can't play. I just would get so frustrated. Anyway, that's what it is. 359-2255 if you want to complain today. It's complain day. How about that? I kid. Let's don't do that. Hey, I do want to do one thing. And I know yesterday we had a really great show honoring Lou Henson. And this morning, Stevie J had an all-star lineup honoring Lou Henson. And this, and a little bit later, Jeremy Warner had Mark Tupper on. He had Dion on again, which was fun to listen to. Rob Judson, Stevie and Jeremy each had Rob Judson on, and he was great in both interviews. They did a wonderful job talking about it as well. I feel like as a station, we have, you'll never do your due diligence though, right, with Lou, covering Lou Henson. But I feel like we've done a pretty good job. I would like at some point maybe to hear the Mark Tupper, because I thought Tupps did a great job.
I like to hear it. I missed it this morning. I wasn't able to check it out.
We'll take a quick break before we get Jeremy on at 4:30. So we'll get Jeremy on at 4:30, and then we're going to talk about a couple of Illinois football signings, and we can get into some that
transfers.
Now. Yeah, some transfers. Now, the one thing that I asked everybody yesterday, and we're going to try to do this at 5:30. What I would love to do, and if somebody's calling right now, we cannot answer the phone. I apologize, because I know you've let it ring about 58 times. You can tell I'm agitated.
Shorthanded.
I'm agitated. So the fact that I'm sitting here watching the phone ring is just driving me nuts. Somebody needs to bring me a beer. I'm just really frustrated. I'm kidding. Don't bring me a beer, because our great listeners would do that. But we'll try to listen to Tupps. But the thing I did say yesterday, because I knew we'd be so jam-packed with guests, we wouldn't have a chance to do it. But if you have a special memory with Lou Henson, we'd love to hear it. And, you know, again, I ask that it's, you know, about a paragraph or less. It's hard for us to read three paragraphs on the air. But if you have a story about Lou Henson and even a simple thing like an autograph, shaking his hand at a golf course, anything, we would love to hear it, because I know Illinois fans can't get enough of Lou Henson's stories. So anybody out there, if you can text us, and I'm asking you to do this because I think Lou Henson deserves it. And I want to hear your stories, because I think he's the nicest man ever. We said yesterday, if you lined up all the people that you say are the nicest people in the world, he would still be the one that everybody else would That's vote right. on and yeah. say he's the nicest. So if you've got a story, please send it in at 359-2255. Illinois football, Lovie Smith. You know what? Lovie Smith was able to do free agency when he worked in the NFL. And I think in his mind, he's like, you know, I can recruit a little bit, but I'm just going to go pluck guys that are off other Division I programs and even below that. And that's how I'm going to do my roster building. And yeah. It's working. It's working right now.
That's right. Transfer you.
Right.
Buy into what you do well. And I know that we talk a lot about prep recruiting being underwhelming and concerning, and something that we're going to have to obviously monitor and visit here in the future once these upperclassmen and when you're recruiting transfers, especially grad transfers, you're going to be an old team pretty frequently. You're going to have to replace needs.
Right.
But in terms of building up to one season, this upcoming season, which we've said a lot, is supposed to be, should be Lovie Smith's best year here so far. Every reason to be, as long as we play football.
Yeah.
And they added another Bebe, Daniel Imator Bebe.
That's awesome.
Who, I know he's been out the last 2 years, but Sam Darnold was throwing a couple touchdowns to him as a freshman. That was 2016. Four
wow.
touchdowns for a freshman tight end is pretty good. Obviously, as you can imagine, a good athlete, good size, physical for sure. And
great size.
Yeah, for sure. And to be in the mix there with Luke Ford and Daniel Barker, and you might be running a New England Patriots style offense, having two, three tight ends on the field whenever you can. And obviously, I think there's flexibility to split out a Luke Ford or Bebe, have Bebe on one side, Bebe yeah. on the other.
Yes.
And Luke Ford in the slot or lining up as a traditional tight end. So
he's more of the blocking tight end, right, Luke? I know he can get out. Don't get me wrong. He can get out and catch
right.
passes, but I think he would be, and I don't know
he
much
do
about Daniel, but I think Luke would be the better block. I know he's
I
a better
so.
Blocking tight end, it seems like, from when I read stories from Jeremy
yeah,
and others.
Jeremy would be a good guy to ask here at 4:30.
But, man, you talk about three weapons at tight end.
There's no shortage of weapons on offense.
There's
and
not.
And with the offensive line, I have zero concerns. I know running back is still something that we'll have to see, replacing Reggie Corbin and Dre Brown is going to be tough. It's difficult. But if they can answer that, and obviously you've listened to Jeremy, and I mean he's the best guy to listen to about Illinois football. But Chase Brown is a guy they're very, very high
big
on.
Time.
And if he steps in, if Mike Epstein manages to stay healthy, they have all the other pieces really figured out. I know Ricky Smalling is a loss, but other than that, there isn't a shortage of weapons for Rod Smith to utilize for Brandon Peters to throw to.
Is it bad to say that I hope Chase Brown has a decent year, but not a great year because Mike Epstein has stayed healthy all year and ran for 800 to 1,000? Would that be? I know that's way. I shouldn't come on.
No, I mean
five to 600 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he averages about 58 yards a carry when he's healthy. It would be great if, and I know they'll utilize both of them, even if they're both healthy. But it would be great if Mike Epstein shouldered the load all year, the majority of the load. But you saw it last year with Corbin and Dre Brown. You can get two running backs a lot of action. So when I say that, I guess what I'm essentially meaning is I hope Chase Brown has a great season, but I hope Mike Epstein keeps him off the field a little bit because I still do think Epstein is the better running back, although that's really irresponsible of me to say because I've never seen Chase Brown. But I've seen Mike Epstein when he's healthy. He is incredible, and I know I read something from Jeremy last year that he thought coming out of camp, Epstein was the best running back. And that's in a room with Dre Brown. I think I said that. If I'm putting words into Jeremy's mouth, I apologize. Or at least he said he was very comparable to Dre Brown and Reggie Corbin. And so it would be great to have those. Can I ask one more question about the tight ends? I thought this last night or this morning when I saw that about the other Bebe Senior, coming, and I said, isn't it just a little overkill that couldn't he have been just a pure wide receiver that we need instead of a third tight end? But is it just my mind that's telling me, because he was a high school tight end, like he was really good wide receiver in high school. So it's just my mind, isn't it, telling me the traditional tight end just lines up right outside the left tackle or the right tackle and blocks? I mean, I think Bebe and I think Daniel Barker and I think Luke Ford can all work almost like a receiver.
Yeah, I think that's what you're going to hope for. And that's what you're going to be needing because you're going to need guys on the outside in addition to Bebe. And I did say no shortage of weapons and those that would look at the depth chart and see wide receiver now that Ricky Smalling's not a part of it. And Trayvon Sidney has a question mark with his injury history, and we'll see how he comes back from his season ending one from last year. Wide receiver is still something that you would wonder about, but again, the versatility of someone like Luke Ford, at least from what we've heard, what we know about him from high school,
right?
Daniel Barker, we know that he can at least play in the slot. I mean, it's pretty standard that a good receiving tight end can play in the slot.
I agree.
Now on the outside, we'll have to see, and I'm interested in what Jeremy thinks about Bebe being able to, the other Bebe being able to do that.
Junior.
But you still have Casey Washington, but
Trayvon Sidney.
But you're going to need that. And Smalling not only being gone, but just the fact that he didn't really live up to what we expected for him after his freshman year is something that is taken away from this offense.
Can I give a hot take on July 30th?
I'm always for your hot takes. Doesn't matter what day.
I think I finally figured out how to do them.
Is that the hot take?
No. Well,
here's
no.
my hot take. I finally figured out a new hot take.
Kind of should be. Trayvon Sidney will lead this team in receptions.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. I said that wrong. Hello, Lon. Casey Washington is what I meant to say.
Really?
Will lead this team in receptions.
Showed some good things last year.
He really did. And I know he was inconsistent, but he's got a little brashness to him. And I like that. I mean, he was a freshman last year, and I felt like there were times where he wanted to prove to you that he could be on that field. I think Casey Washington will lead this team in receptions. And I know that's ridiculous to say when you've got all those other weapons, especially Bebe Jr., and who, you know, a guy that we think can project to the NFL. In fact, both Bebes could maybe make a mark in the draft, hopefully, And down the road, a guy like Luke Ford could definitely do that as well. But I don't know. I think like Casey Washington, like Bebe will be the guy that will have like four catches, 84 yards, and a touchdown. And Casey Washington will be the guy that has like seven catches for 52 yards.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll rack up, he'll be your PP, what is it, PPF?
Points per reception.
Yeah, or PPR.
Yeah.
He'll be the PPR fantasy guy that you want to have. I have this feeling about him, and I don't know why. And maybe I accidentally said the right guy with Trayvon Sidney, because I think Bebe Jr. is going to get a lot of attention. But
for sure.
But now that you, I don't know, can you double team him? Can you sit a safety over the top? You almost have to. But think what that's going to free up for these other guys. I mean, you could go five wide. You could go Bebe on the outside, Casey Washington on the outside, Trayvon Sidney in the slot, Barker in the other slot, or Bebe Senior, and Luke Ford is the traditional tight end.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, can one of those guys play H-back? And just could Luke Ford play H-back and just, and then you got six? I don't know. It's amazing what they're going to have to throw to.
Yeah, for sure. You're going to need or you're going to want to shade that safety to the younger, to Josh Bebe's way. Because one-on-one, any situation, I feel like that's where the ball's going.
And,
He's just so big and physical that he's going to jump over you. He's going to out-physical you for the ball. And you're asking for a big chunk play if you're just putting one-on-one.
Yep.
Now, what could really give teams problems, at least as far as when I think about this, is putting Luke Ford and Bebe, Josh Bebe, on the same side of the field.
Wow.
Because if you're going to cheat the safety to Josh and Matt Torbebe, then you have one-on-one, assuming in a slot situation with Luke Ford, and maybe he's being guarded by a linebacker,
exactly.
Which seems like a problem as well.
Oh, yeah, because he can run right past. I mean, well, I shouldn't say that. There's a lot of good linebackers that are fast. But Luke Ford, I'll never forget the first video I ever saw of him when he was at Carterville. It was basically he just juked one step in and then back to the right and took off, just literally just took off down the field and outran a safety. Now, that's a high school safety, granted. I might maybe from like Johnston City or whatever, but the point is he outran him and was picking up speed on him as he was looking back trying to catch the pass. And you're like, oh, yep, that's a Division I tight end right there. And that's why he was a 4 or 5-star tight end. That's why powerhouses like Georgia wanted him. And, you know, I don't want to forget that because I know I'm trying everything I can do to not put too many projections on Luke Ford. I'm that guy. I'm the guy that asked Sam Maniscalco if he was going to come here and average like 15 and 10 assists a game. And I'm like, what am I doing that for? That's not fair to Sam. But I am the guy that always projects these guys just have huge years. I just think Luke Ford, you talk about brashness that I said with Casey Washington, Luke Ford's got a little bit of edge to him, and I think he's a guy that wants to show why he was recruited so highly and how much he could help this Illinois team.
He's going to be hungry. He's had a whole year to think about, year plus, think about what he's going to do in an Illini uniform.
And then the other thing, I know we're waxing poetic here, and I'm getting out of hand, and then we got to talk about the other recruit, which is going to help.
Who might have... might be even bigger,
right.
I mean, as far as need, for sure.
You just said it. But picture what I just said with five wideouts. Then you've got arguably the best offensive line in the Big Ten, one of the best in the country, one of the top three offensive lines in the Big Ten. If you're one of the top three offensive lines in the Big Ten, that means you're one of the best in the country.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, you've got those five guys with everybody spread out, and you're opening holes for Mike Epstein or Chase Brown. And that's when you're going to see chunk plays of like 8 to 12 yards and 10 yards down the field before they get touched on a run. And that's where if you're a guy like Rod Smith, you're like in Madden mode wanting to put up 50 points. And you're like, I know I can get 10 yards out of this run with Epstein, but I kind of want to throw it in the air to Bebe, one of them. And it's like, oh man! But I know Rod Smith loves to run the football. I don't even know that Brandon Peters needs to run that much this year, with the weapons they have. And I know he showed last year that he can do it. And I understand that if he's in trouble and needs to get out of the pocket, I would rather see the running backs take those chunk plays, or have Peters sit there knowing he's got four good options to throw the football instead of, you know, tucking it and running. I know sometimes you have to.
Yeah.
But I just, if I'm Brandon Peters at this point, I'm like, my goodness.
Just let me get on the field with these guys.
Yeah, please.
And it's good that he has, obviously, the experience in the system. The fact that this isn't new to him. He has the chemistry with Josh Matorbebe, but to develop it with Daniel, to develop it further with Luke Ford, that's going to be important here coming up. But, yeah, I think that you're not going to ask him to run that much, but there are going to be opportunities where there's just so many guys to pinpoint and put focus on that maybe Brandon Peters scooting out to the right side when action's going left is going to be an easy 10 yards gets out of bounds.
It's a great call. And one of those where you just roll him out with the idea that maybe somebody's going to be open 18 yards downfield and just say, look, if he's not immediately open or if you see a safety behind him, tuck it and go. And you can get 8 to 10 easily doing that. All right, before we get Jeremy Werner on, and we're going to have him break down these guys a little bit more, the other recruit that they got, like you said, is maybe more important because it's a position where you don't have a lot of depth. You don't have a lot of guys that have proven themselves. And I hope, and it's unfair to him, if he could have any kind of a season like Jamal Milan did last year, or at least come 75% of that, it would be incredible because we remember what Jamal, when you say the word Jamal Milan, I will always remember the Purdue game.
I know. That's where you're
right?
going.
When he just absolutely dominated in the rain. But the other recruit they signed today, and his name is escaping. I know you've
Roderick
got it.
Roderick Perry.
Okay.
FCS, so coming just like Jake's Gerasotti.
Yeah.
Is it Jake?
No. I think that's right.
Gerasotti.
Mike Gerasotti?
You know, I'm embarrassing myself. Coming from the FCS level, but he's FCS preseason All-American at the defensive tackle position. 6'2", 300 pounds. He's a big man.
Big boy.
14 and a half tackles for loss last year, and he moves pretty darn well for his size. Great effort as far as taking on double teams. And again, Jeremy has broke down all the film. I'm just going off of what he's written and some of the film clips that he broke down, but this is a huge need because I keep coming back to Calvin Avery. I still think Calvin Avery needs to have a big year. I think it's time for him to step up and start to play like the guy that you recruited. But this gives you some added insurance, and maybe he's going to beat out Calvin Avery for a spot or at least push each other to reach a high level. And I know even in the Phil Steele magazine, which I saw on Twitter, that Roderick Perry was listed as like the 30th best defensive tackle as far as draft prospects.
Wow. You know, you said that it's maybe a risky plan that Lovey's doing this with these transfers, but so far it's working. And it, I think, allows you to continue to add some depth with guys, you know, like a Julian Pearl. It's going to give him maybe another year to project. Well, I know he's offensive line, my fault. But it'll give, like, the younger guys another year. And I know that it'd be hard to do this every year, but guess what? So far, he's been able to do it every year. It's almost like Snyder.
The past 2 years, for sure.
Yeah, it's almost like Snyder, what he did at Kansas State, bringing in JUCOs. If Lovey, I mean, after a while, I mean, it's already transfer you. And after a while, you think you'd get to the point where guys are like, well, look, you know, Illinois gives me an immediate chance to play, and I'm sure this is what he thought. It's what Perry thought. They give me an immediate chance to play on a defensive line, and I could be a key to a team that could really have a solid year.
Yeah,
for sure. The Big Ten.
It is part of now your program DNA, and the fact that it's succeeded with guys who have the opportunity and then get to play at a high level in the Big Ten, and just the idea. I mean, everybody's usually in win now mode, but right. You're an older team that's ready to win. And I think that if you continue to do that, that's going to be a sell. It's no risk for you this year.
Good call.
And I don't think it's even a risk down the road. It's just if you don't hit that, say, next offseason or the offseason after that, then we could be hurting. But right now, you're playing for this year. That's what matters most, and these are two quality additions.
When we come back, Jeremy Werner will join us to break down those two. We'll also ask him that question about Lovey. Is that sustainable of him doing this at Illinois? I guess, you know, it's one of those things where it's working so far. So will it, could it continue to work? We're also, and we've had a few already, and we appreciate it, we've had a few memories of Lou Henson. And we, I promise, will read those around 5:30. At 5 o'clock or at 5:05 today,
Joey Wagner.
Joey Wagner from the Decatur Herald Review. We're going to kind of break down this IHSA thing a little bit better. And I know that Brad
Sturdy...
we're
going to make him do it.
Right. Brad Sturdy leading the way because he's a softball coach, but he's really upset about the spring sports getting kind of the raw end of the deal, like baseball and softball. They don't get much of a season after just losing their season this past year. And I know it's an unfair thing all across the board. And you're crazy to think that they don't put football first. And that's kind of the idea behind it. But certainly, there are some snafus to this thing. But I know Joey Wagner today, I saw in a text that he liked what the IHSA did, except for what they did to spring ball. And I know even Brad Sturdy, our buddy, is sending in a projection to the IHSA, a proposal, excuse me, essentially saying, why can't we play baseball and softball in the fall? And then let them play a little bit more or whatever in the spring. I don't know. Again, I don't know enough about it, but Joey Wagner does. And we've never had Joey on, so I'm excited to have Joey Wagner at 5:05. And then we'll do some of your Lou Henson memories. 359-2255. It's your chance to tell us your memory. I know you've told your buddies about it the last, you know, yesterday and this morning. Tell us about it, 359-2255. We're back with Jeremy Warner next. It's The Drive.
Dear area chiropractors, we, the team members of Two Men in a Truck, apologize for potentially taking businesses away from you. We know that every move we perform with our professionally trained movers who use proper lifting techniques may take a patient from you. Less muscle strains, fewer back out of whack, but many happily moved clients. Keep up the great work, area chiropractors. We support you. Sincerely, your friends at Two Men in a Truck and TwoMenChampagne.com. That's a smart move.
Hey, could you tell me what aisle your car batteries are in?
Sure, I'll go grab one for you. Here's your battery. It might be expired, but oh well. Also, the brand isn't that great, but it should work for at least a year or two, maybe. Anyways, I went ahead and charged you for it, and here's the battery. Okay, have a great day.
What just happened?
Sometimes good things are hard to find, but they're worth the wait. Make the trip out to Interstate All Battery Center at 2504 North Mattis Avenue and get all of your battery needs taken care of by the trusted professionals. Give them a call today at 355-4855.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
Jets is celebrating 42 years of the best pizza on the planet. It starts with hand-pressed dough, fresh mozzarella, and sauce made from Mama Jet's secret family recipe, all baked to perfection for a thick, golden crunch. Get a one-topping Detroit-style eight-corner pizza for $10.99. Online only. Code ANV42. Jets. Better because it has to be.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Their slogan, we have it when you need it. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials as well as safety equipment all available. Call 402-8123. Visit Crossroads Contractor Supply IL.
Jeff Facer on what Area Wide Technologies does.
We are a full-service technology company that focuses on business-to-business solutions for our clients, and we handle everything from the security of your internet network and data to implementation and administration of these things, as well as the email and pretty much full service of anything that a business would need technology-wise.
To find out more, go to areawidetech.com.
Introducing the U of I Community Credit Union's Business Bounce Back Contest. At the U of I Community Credit Union, it's all about campus and community, and now we're helping local businesses spread their message after these difficult past few months. Go to steviejay.com and sign up your business to win one of three $1,000 ad campaigns. The U of I Community Credit Union is always looking for ways to do more good, and this is just one more way we can do our part. So go to steviejay.com and sign up your business today. No purchase necessary. Winners to be selected during the week of August 3rd.
We'll be right back. ESPN Radio 93.5. Joey Wagner, Decatur Herald Review, going to catch up at 5:05 to talk a little bit about the IHSA decision yesterday, and he can kind of sum it up for us. We also have the Mettler Center coming up. We're going to talk about there's a rash of pitcher injuries, and so we're going to ask them. Jeff Schroeder's our guest today. We're going to ask him about that, and you know what can be done to kind of not have so many injuries. I know we talked about it last week with Jeff about just random injuries that may pop up this year due to how it's all materialized, but we'll ask him about pitchers in general, like Miles Michaelis, who's out for the year. So we will talk to him about that. We'll go from there. But right now it's time to talk to Jeremy Warner. You know him from the Jeremy Warner Show, also Illini Inquirer 247. What's up, buddy? Uh-oh. What's up, buddy?
What's up, guys?
Sorry, I didn't have you on.
Long time no talk to you.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Hey, you left your beer here.
Yeah, one got me beer. I left it there. I'll be there tomorrow.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
That's kind of what I planned.
Keep it
cold there. That's some stuff I had to do today. So keep it cold there. I'll take it home. Unless Piper wants to take some home, we can do that.
Well, you're safe with me because it's not Bud Light and it's whatever it is. So, you know, I'm like, I had to get in the fridge to get a water, and I looked down and I'm like, hey, that beer's still here. But I knew you were coming in tomorrow. All right, Jeremy, let's get to this real quick on Illinois football. Two signings that you are all over with IlliniInquirer.com. One that adds to a position that's already full, not full, but already talented, and one that is a huge need on that defensive line. I'll let you start where you want to start. Maybe the defensive line might be the more important transfer.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to go with a guy who fills a bigger need, it certainly is Roderick Perry out of South Carolina State. Now, you know, the FCS level isn't usually where you go for these big standouts, but Illinois had two of the better players from the FCS level in the trenches to fill big holes for them. Blake Garasotti out of Wofford, they added in the spring, and he's kind of like another Doug Kramer on the line, you know, scrappy guy, undersized, but really, really good at what he does and really good scheme fit. But Roderick Perry, really, it goes into the season, guys, as their best player, at least on paper, on their defensive line, because he's already getting NFL draft looks. No other guys in the Illini defensive line to this point are of that quality quite yet. I mean, can Calvin Avery, can Isaiah Gay, you know, can eventually Keith Randolph prove that? Possibly.
Right.
But Roderick Perry is one of the best defensive tackles in the FCS level last year. I've watched his film. He's got some similarities to Jamal Milan, which Milan is kind of one of the unheralded guys on that team last year. He's about 6'2", 300 pounds, pretty athletic for his size. I won't say he's like, Glenn Dorsey or anything like that.
Right.
To go back to a guy who's, NFL first-round quality, but he certainly can move well. He's very strong. He just does his job consistently well. So that's why he's getting NFL looks. But he just gives you much higher floor on what your defensive line would have been, plugs a hole. I'd be shocked if he weren't a starter for this team. And he can start at either position, so I think he's got a little versatility. So, it forces Calvin Avery to be better if he wants a starting job. Forces, Jamal Woods or Chinedu Odogwu, one of the other transfers. It just fills a big, big hole for them on the defense. And of the two guys, I mean, we can get to Daniel Metsuwabebe here in a second, but of the two guys, he fills the bigger need on paper because defensive line, they lose four starters, 43 of their 52 total starts from last year. So add a guy that Florida wanted, West Virginia wanted, Virginia wanted. He had a lot of Power 5 schools in Duke as well. And from what I hear, he's a really good student. So that's a big addition today for Illinois.
Big.
If you're going to transfer, you might as well go to transfer you, right?
Right.
What do you think pushed Illinois over the edge with Roderick? Obviously, the news that Miak was canceling their season, so he was going to be on the move somewhere. But what do you think? Obviously, the opportunity there as well. But what do you think kind of pushed Illinois over the edge?
Yeah, Roderick told me, he said July 15th, I was, getting ready to come back. That was a report day for South Carolina State. So he could have grad transferred, guys, and gone up a level. He didn't want to. South Carolina State gave him this great opportunity, and even with that level, he was proving himself to the NFL. But when the MEAC canceled their season, this is mostly the historically bad colleges and universities, they decided to postpone their season at least to the spring at the very earliest. And his coaches were real with him. They said, we think you should enter the transfer portal. We think that that's would be a missed opportunity if you wait. And he's a guy that's an NFL draft prospect. So he went to the portal, and he said Lovie Smith, guys, was the reason. And it wasn't just because he's a Lovie Smith, this coach. It's that Lovie Smith took a keen interest in his recruitment. He told me Lovie was the only head coach that called him.
Wow.
And was, you know, texting him every day, saying, I need you, I want you. So Lovie Smith personally played a huge role in this recruitment. And, of course, Lovie Smith knows what NFL defensive tackles look like. And he really likes Roderick Perry, obviously. And for Roderick, and given Illinois what they've done with transfers and what they can do in that defense and what Lovie Smith's defense has done for some defensive linemen, he just thought it was the best fit.
Let's shift to Daniel Amatorbebe. Lon's already calling him Bebe Senior, along with Bebe Junior.
He's here older.
Make it simple for him. But are they running the New England Patriots offense? 2-3 tight ends on the field at the same time.
Might as well,
right?
You know, whatever weapons you have, whatever matchup issues you have, go with it. I think Belichick was on to something, obviously, before one of his tight ends got in a lot of trouble there. You just throw as many matchup issues as you can. If you have a quarterback making smart decisions, you can own the middle of the field. And, you know, they have three. They already had two tight ends they're really excited about. Luke Ford, I know everyone is excited about. I think it hurts that he didn't have spring ball, because even though he's just physically so good, I just haven't had any reps in this offense. So certain things you can get better, but he's an NFL type of talent. And then Daniel Barker, who had a mini breakthrough last year, was one of the top, you know, big playmakers last year. I got to say, from what I hear, he's had a really good offseason, and he's really improved his body. What I see in Daniel Amatorbebe is a lot of Daniel Barker. And if you can have two of those guys on the field, along with Luke Ford, along with Josh Amatorbebe, Rod Smith has a lot of weapons. But I think having two tight ends in the field, guys, will really help them in their run game. I think the run game took a step back last year. Luke Ford should really help in that regard as a blocker. I think Daniel's an okay blocker, Daniel Amatorbebe, but he's a really good weapon in the passing game. So it wouldn't shock me, guys, if you see him line up a wide receiver sometimes, even if he doesn't have great speed. But he's just 6'4", 240 pounds, really athletic, good hands. Sam Darnold loved throwing to him.
Right.
So I think Brandon Peters will as well. But, you know, Daniel has missed the last 2 years due to injuries. But I remember when Josh was on his recruiting visit, guys, I saw Daniel walk in as well. And I turned to somebody that works for Illinois. I said, is he in the transfer portal too? And they said, we wish. Well, eventually he did. Because Daniel's a little bit bigger than Josh. Josh is a little bit more vertically athletic. But both those guys in the field have NFL type of talent. Luke Ford does. Daniel Barker, I think, does. So when you lose a guy like Ricky Smalling and you can add a guy like Daniel Amatorbebe, even if they're not perfect position switches there, I think that's a pretty big addition for Illinois. But it's nice to be able to have the luxury of having, you know, that many tight ends figure out, okay, how do we play these guys? But they're all going to find their way on the field, and they'll make a big impact.
You know, there's still some questions, right, on this offense, Jeremy, with regards to will Blake Jarasadi, that was his name, not Mike. I was calling him Mike, I think. Will Jarasadi, you know, live up to that? And I know from reading your reports, you feel like he can. Will Mike Epstein stay healthy? I know you love Chase Brown. And, you know, you're without Ricky Smalling. But like Piper and I were talking about to start the show, the idea of spreading that offense out with these receivers and having one of the top three offensive lines in the Big Ten, in my mind, maybe the best, and being able to get chunk running plays out of these running backs like Epstein, who, if he stays healthy, averages, like I told Derek, like 58 a carry. I mean, you know, you could get some chunk yards out of those guys. This could be an offense kind of like a, you know, Madden offense where Rod Smith, he's putting it, you know, he's hitting it hard and scoring a lot of runs or points, excuse me. You could see how, even though there's a couple question marks, you should be excited about this offense.
Rod was on with us a couple weeks ago and asked him, you know, what are your expectations? He said, they're pretty high, and they should be.
Yes.
And I think for Rod, there's a big year to show that, right? I mean, I think we all know his first year was great. He excited everybody, the running attack took a huge leap, and just the way he used those players compared to how Derek McGee did, right? I mean, you get 10-point difference, and I don't know if Illinois' talent was all that much better outside of A.J. Bush, right? So I just think that showed he can do it. But last year was a little bit of a step back, and I think you know, having a bunch of new pieces, but also the injuries took a toll on that. You know, the offensive line, I think, is good for a Big Ten offensive line. The quarterback is good, I think, to, you know, above average in the Big Ten.
Right.
Your running backs, you lose a couple guys, but I think you should be good. Your wide receivers, you got questions. Now, if they can get, you know, Brian Hightower and Kamari Thompson, two more transfers healthy, you feel really, not healthy, but eligible right away, which they're going to try and do. I think that'd be a huge boost to them. But you do have a bunch of older, experienced guys that are big, that are matchup problems, and it's Rod's job to get the most out of them, right? So
right.
It's a big year for Rod Smith to prove that, but I think he's excited about it because he feels like he does have the pieces. He does have the depth to be able to do that. And maybe if a guy like Blake Jerside doesn't live up to it, that now Virtus Brown and Jordan Slaughter, those guys can be ready to kind of fill in. But, yeah, I think the expectation for a lot of people is that the defense can't do what it did last year in terms of takeaways. Well, that means the offense has to take a big step forward, and I think they should. I think that should be the expectation. It certainly is Rod's expectation.
Real quick on this, and then we got one about the transfers. I learned what a hot take was about a month ago. No, I know what a hot take is. I just learned finally how to do it. And I just said to Derek, my hot take on July 30th is that Casey Washington will lead the team in receptions. Am I crazy?
I think you're a little crazy. I do think he'll play a big role, though.
Right? Yeah,
I think he has to. You know, it'll be interesting to see how they line up all these tight ends, but if Hightower isn't ready, I mean, Casey Washington showed flashes last year, and losing Ricky Smalling does hurt. You know, nothing Illinois can control with all of that. It's a shame he's not going to play. It doesn't sound like he's going to play college football anywhere, but here. It's just a shame because he's a pretty good blocker, and he's very productive. I know he had some inconsistency with the hands, but he's very productive. You know, he was still the leading receptions guy when he got hurt last year.
Right.
So he was making a big impact, and Brandon Peters liked throwing to him. Casey Washington's got to earn that trust, right? He's got to earn that consistency, but he is athletic, he is long, and he'll play a role. You know, you got a lot of other weapons, though. Trayvon Sidney, Donnie Navarro in the slot. Daniel Barker's the guy I think is going to get targeted a lot, and how could he not go with a Matt Torbebe for most people, just based on the year he had? And now teams that double-team him, man, you're going to have some. They do double team him or shade over him. You know, you got Barker and Ford and the other Matt Torbay. They run in the middle field with one on one battles. So I think they're going to spread it out well because they have so many targets at this sale.
All right, Jeremy Werner. Tomorrow is like high school graduation or your last final. It's your last for now. I'm making him promise me that maybe he'll come back and do a show. Maybe for now. Your last Jeremy Werner show here at Stevie J Broadcasting. I know I was able to join you this morning, which I appreciate you letting me take some of the time. And you know how much you mean to me. But, man, what a run it has been for you. 10 years, a guy that had never really done radio, obviously. You solidified yourself as a talent in that area. You obviously have done so much as a journalist, and everybody reads your stuff in that area as well. But can you believe that tomorrow, will you be nervous?
You know, I don't think I'll be nervous. I just think it's kind of weird.
Right.
It's been a part of my life for 10 years. So it was weird, Ron, when I signed off with you and did something different.
Right.
You know, it was a little nerve-wracking to do something on my own. I kind of just look at it like I'm not scared of it. I'm very at peace with what it is, with what I want to do and what my family and where we're at right now. But I'm just thankful, I guess, more than anything, for the run I had there and for the opportunity Stevie gave me. Because, you know, you're right, Ron. You were a big reason I took that job. Stevie offered me the job and wouldn't be able to be doing what I'm doing, have the life that I have right now without it. So I'm just incredibly grateful and thankful for Stevie J, to you, to Austin, to Derek, to Clark, to Josh, to Laura, to everybody that's worked there, that I had that opportunity to do what I did. And it's allowed me to have these other opportunities. Of course, I work hard to get where we are and all those things, but I got to have the opportunities and people around me as well. And the other thing, just the most important thing, you got to have the listeners. So I can't thank them enough for finding us interesting, for sticking with us through the moves, through all these different things and different things you've had go on with the show and the station and all that. I can't thank them enough for just wanting to tune in every day and supporting us through all of it. So I think that's the biggest thing is just the listeners allowing us to do what we do every day and to call it work.
Well, I agree with that, but I think Illinois fans, me included, as I'm a subscriber on for you and Derek and everybody on Illini Inquirer, but also on the radio show, Illini fans are the winners here because you have brought unbelievable Illinois content and taken it to the next level. And Illinois fans, and I'm taking off the radio hat here and coming to an Illinois fan, we are the winners that not only you gave us 10 years of unbelievable content on the radio, not just for Illinois, but for a lot of things, but that you're going to continue to do that. You and Derek and your great website is going to continue to do that in the future. And I think that's the important thing. And, buddy, I wish, you know, I love you. I wish you luck tomorrow. I want Derek to be able to say something, too, but I wish you luck tomorrow on your final show. I'll be listening tomorrow.
Well, thanks for the kind words, Ron. I don't know about all that, but appreciate you. Love you.
And get your beer.
You don't want to have any of it?
No, I'm not drinking that.
That's not the line we know.
No.
Can we at least get you to have like a 312 or something?
Yeah.
It's like a light wheat beer.
How about this? I'll take one from that. And when you are having the first one from that, because tomorrow's Friday, right? Or at least this weekend.
Yeah.
When you're having the first one from that, you text me, and I will open mine, and I will digest it somehow. I may just put it in a bong and just fire it down. I haven't done that in a lot of years.
There's like a citrus one in there. You try that. That's not my style. I'm like full flavor, fruity stuff here.
Ooh. All right, I'll try the citrus. How about that? I'll try that. Hey, right. Hey, buddy, thank you. Thanks for joining us. You know that. Thanks for everything you've done for me. And good luck tomorrow.
Thank you, boys. Talk to you soon.
All right, man. That is Jeremy Warner. The final Jeremy Warner show. That's sad. Final Jeremy Warner show will be tomorrow from 9 to 11, so make sure you tune in. But I know Jeremy's going to join us quite a bit.
Yeah.
I hope he will. I hope so. I know he is.
Saying yes and taking our calls.
Right. I say that, and then all of a sudden he's like, no. When we come back, why are pitchers getting hurt, it seems, more often than not? We're going to talk to the Mettler Center, Jeff Schroeder, about that. It is The Drive.
It's the hottest sale of the summer, and it's happening at Game Day Spirit on Neal Street. The third annual Epic Clearance event is Friday, July 31st through Sunday, August 2nd. Incredible deals on Illini tees from $4, hats from $5, polos from $15, and more. Find great deals for every Illini fan in your family. Follow Game Day Spirit on Facebook for exclusive previews. Don't miss this epic sale, July 31st through August 2nd at the Game Day Spirit location at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign. And go Illini.
I've been all over town, all over the internet, all over social media, and nobody has a freezer in stock.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World has freezers.
Really?
That's right. Freezers are in short supply nationwide, but Dick Van Dyke Appliance World has true commercial grade freezers in stock for a limited time.
That's incredible. I have a side of beef that I'm waiting on, and I was afraid I wouldn't find a freezer in stock. Is it a name brand I can trust?
These are Summit freezers. Summit is a commercial-grade brand and assembled here in the USA. Summit makes a top-of-the-line freezer made to last, and we'll back it up with our free 10-year protection plan.
I'm going to get one today. Wow.
Multiple sizes are available, but only while supplies last. It's Christmas in July with freezers in the middle of the summer at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Wow.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. We stand behind what we sell. We offer so much more. Dick Van Dyke Appliance.
PDR Automotive in Urbana encourages all of their customers to be aware of their vehicle's regular service needs. Performing maintenance repairs at scheduled intervals can extend the life of your car or truck. Let the terrific technicians at PDR examine your vehicle at least twice a year. PDR will design a preventative maintenance plan specific to you and your vehicle needs. Go see John Marshall. Go to PDRauto.com or call 367-9481 for more details.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. Your heating and cooling system works hard for you all year long to keep you and your family comfortable. That's why it's important to have it maintained and serviced regularly. Our techs are ready to help you with all your indoor air quality, humidity, and filtration needs. Visit LandsInc.com today for specials on a brand new train system for your home and to see for yourself why it's hard to stop a train. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
It's The Drive, Tay and Piper. Joey Wagner, Decatur Herald and Review, coming up at 5:05 to talk about the IHSA decision. Right now, we're going to visit with Jeff Schroeder, Mettler Center, the Mettler Mix-Up. How are you, Jeff?
I'm doing great. Doing great.
You know, Trevor Valise decided to take a vacation.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Yeah, and I'm like, hey, what are we going to go with Mettler on the listener submitted? And he goes, well, I haven't looked at him because I'm on vacation. I'm like, well, I guess. Okay, I'll let you slide the hook this time. So right. So I mentioned to him, how about, you know, Miles Michaelis just lost for the season, of course, for the Cardinals. It seems like pitchers, and I know there's always been injuries with pitchers. Don't get me wrong. We understand that. But it seems, is this what we expected, I guess, with what we've got going on this year with all the confusion of trying to get a season going, shortened season, et cetera? What do you think about that, and what can they do about that?
Well, this ties in perfectly as a sequel to what I talked about. I think it was last week.
Yes.
Even, that I predicted that this probably was going to happen. And
you
what
did.
You're seeing, so there are some injuries that are traumatic where they slide and or those kinds of things. But you're seeing a lot of muscle strains, tendonitis, what I call nagging little injuries that, you know, they're spending, I don't know, 2 days out, then they try bullpen session, come in, see how they're doing. Sometimes, though, you know, it's more of an issue, some Tommy John surgery or something along those lines. But, yeah, I kind of been following these injuries, and you have rib muscle, the muscles in between the rib injury,
right.
Some wrist. It's going across the gamut of the body, and it's this sort of they've lost 2 or 3 weeks of good throwing time and training time. So this is exactly what I expected, and to answer the question, what do you do about it? That's the tricky part,
right.
Because I think we're going to have coronavirus issues. Bullpens will be short. You're going to have people filling in and not as many games and trying to get a good product out there. And for pitchers, throw fast, good accuracy in a short amount of time. This is going to be an all-year thing, I think.
And, you know, it really will, it'll really show off a depth of a team of that. And I know, like, I'm not just saying this, but you know the Cubs are a team that don't have a lot of depth with regards to pitching. Now, offensively, I salivate watching that lineup. But, you know, whereas the Cardinals can't do anything offensively, but they have depth pitching-wise, and they've already had to show that with Jordan Hicks out for the year. Now you got a guy like Miles Michaelis that's out for the year. We're going to start to see that around baseball and understand the depth is huge.
Yeah, well, and you got, you know, look at the Astros, Dodgers.
Right.
They're getting riddled in the pitching core. The teams that do not have the depth with pitchers or, certain position players, it is going to play a role. It's going to be a huge sort of strategy, if you will, on how do we deal with this. Now, add that to, we got some coronavirus issues. They can't play. Some minor leaguers are going to get some playing time this year.
And love every second of it, I would assume.
That's
love
right.
Every second of it. Jeff Schroeder, always great to catch up, my friend. We will do it again soon. Thank you.
All right, you guys stay safe and have a good one.
Amen, buddy. You too. That is the Mettler Mix-Up. Jeff Schroeder talking some baseball injuries. When we come back, Joey Wagner, Decatur Herald Review. We're going to attack the IHSA decisions and what they made yesterday. It is The Drive.
Long's Garage, the oldest auto repair facility in Champaign-Urbana, deals with engine repairs, transmissions, brakes, suspensions, electrical, air conditioning. But one thing they pride themselves on in the one-stop shop for vehicle repairs is tires. Kumho Tires is having an instant rebate sale. If you buy a set of 4 Kumho passenger tires, you get a $60 credit. If you have a truck and buy a set of 4 light truck tires, you get $120 credit. So go on to Long's Garage at 503 East Main Street or schedule an appointment at 217-367-3942.
Hey kids, want to hear a scary story? It was a dark and stormy night, and suddenly, from out of nowhere, a noise. It was a company's hard drive failing after being struck by an IT disaster. Kids? Where'd you go?
It might not sound scary, but over 90% of small businesses fail within 2 years after being struck by an IT disaster. Let area-wide